Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Webb's Cosmos, Images and Discoveries from the James Webb Space Telescope by Marcin Sawicki, is an illustrated popular science book devoted to the first era of results from the James Webb Space Telescope. Rather than treating the telescope only as an engineering achievement, the book presents it as a working scientific instrument whose images reveal galaxies, nebulae, stars, planets, and deep cosmic structures in new ways. Sawicki is an astronomer with direct professional connection to James Webb Space Telescope science, which gives the volume a stronger interpretive frame than a simple collection of space photographs. Its purpose is to help general readers understand why the images matter, what infrared astronomy makes possible, and how recent observations are changing discussions in astrophysics. The book is best understood as a visually driven science survey accessible enough for non-specialists, but grounded in real astronomical questions about origins, structure, and planetary systems. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, infrared vision as the foundation of the James Webb Space Telescope discoveries. The central theme of Webb's Cosmos is that the James Webb Space Telescope is powerful not merely because it is large, but because it observes primarily in infrared light. This matters because many important astronomical processes are difficult or impossible to study in visible light. Dust clouds can hide star-forming regions. Distant galaxies have their light stretched toward infrared wavelengths by cosmic expansion, and cooler objects can emit most strongly outside the visible range. The book uses images to show how infrared observation changes the visible character of the universe, turning obscured or faint structures into analyzable data. This approach helps readers understand that Webb images are not just more detailed versions of familiar telescope pictures, they represent a different observational window. Sawicki connects the telescope design, including its large segmented mirror and sensitive instruments, to the scientific questions it can address. The reasoning is practical. Better infrared sensitivity allows astronomers to detect older, colder, dustier, and more distant targets, which in turn expands the range of evidence available for studying cosmic history. Secondly, astronomical images presented as both visual objects and scientific records. The book is structured around high-quality images, but its value depends on explaining why these images are scientifically meaningful. Webb's Cosmos treats photographs from the James Webb Space Telescope as interpreted data rather than decoration. Color, contrast, and composition help make invisible wavelengths understandable to human eyes. Yet the underlying observations are measurements of radiation from real physical systems. This distinction is important because popular space imagery can easily be consumed as spectacle alone. Sawicki uses the visual format to bridge aesthetic response and scientific interpretation. A nebula image, for example, can show shape and texture, but it also points to gas, dust, radiation, stellar birth, and feedback from young stars. A galaxy field can appear as a dense scattering of lights, while also serving as evidence about distance, mass, formation, and evolution. The book, therefore, teaches a visual literacy specific to astronomy. Readers are encouraged to ask what an image reveals, what instruments made it possible, and what physical processes are being inferred from the observed light. Thirdly, early galaxies and the pressure they place on models of cosmic formation. One of the most consequential areas covered in Webb's Cosmos is the observation of very distant galaxies from the early universe. Because looking across great distances is also looking back in time, Webb can examine systems whose light began traveling billions of years ago. The book highlights why this matters for cosmology. Early galaxies provide evidence about how quickly matter assembled after the Big Bang, how stars formed in young environments, and how large structures emerged. Reports from Webb science have drawn attention to surprisingly mature or massive galaxies at very early epochs, a finding that has encouraged reassessment of some formation timelines and modeling assumptions. The book does not need to resolve these debates to make them intelligible. Its contribution is to show how images and spectra can turn a distant smudge of light into a question about the growth of the universe. By presenting early galaxy observations visually and conceptually, Sawicki helps readers see why Webb discoveries are not isolated curiosities. They affect the larger framework used to explain cosmic development. Fourthly, starbirth, dust clouds, and the changing view of nebulae. Webb's Cosmos gives significant attention to nebulae and star-forming regions, subjects especially well-suited to the James Webb Space Telescope. In visible light, dust often blocks the view into dense clouds where stars are forming. Infrared instruments can penetrate more of that material and detect heat from young stars, protostars, and surrounding structures. This makes Webb images valuable for understanding stellar nurseries as physical environments rather than merely colorful clouds. The book uses these scenes to explain a chain of processes: gas collapses under gravity, young stars heat and reshape their surroundings, radiation carves cavities, and winds or jets can disturb nearby material. Such images also show how star formation is not a clean or isolated event. It is embedded in turbulent regions where matter is continually compressed, dispersed, and illuminated. Sawicki's emphasis on imagery helps clarify scale and complexity. Readers can compare filaments, knots, cavities, and glowing edges as clues to interactions between young stars and interstellar matter, making nebulae readable as dynamic systems. Lastly, exoplanet atmospheres and the move from detection to characterization. The book also places the James Webb Space Telescope within the rapidly developing field of exoplanet research. Earlier stages of exoplanet science focused heavily on detecting planets around other stars and measuring basic properties such as orbit and size. Webb extends that work by helping astronomers analyze atmospheres, especially when a planet passes in front of its host star and some starlight filters through the planetary atmosphere. Different molecules absorb light at different wavelengths, so infrared spectroscopy can reveal chemical signatures under favorable conditions. Webb's Cosmos presents this as a major shift from counting planets to asking what those planets are like. The scientific reasoning is careful atmospheric detection does not automatically mean habitability, and exoplanet interpretation depends on difficult measurements. Stellar behavior and model comparisons. Still, Webb makes possible a more detailed investigation of worlds beyond the solar system, including hot gas giants and smaller planets in selected systems. This topic broadens the book beyond distant galaxies and nebulae, showing that the telescope also contributes to planetary science and the search for comparative context. In conclusion, Webb's Cosmos is most suitable for readers who want a serious but accessible guide to the James Webb Space Telescope without entering a technical textbook. Astronomy enthusiasts, students, educators, museum visitors, and general science readers can benefit from its combination of strong visual presentation and explanatory context. The practical benefit is visual comprehension readers learn how to look at web images with more informed attention to wavelength, scale, distance, dust, and physical process. The intellectual benefit is a clearer understanding of why the telescope has affected several fields at once, including early universe studies, star formation, galaxy evolution, and exoplanet atmospheres, compared with many popular space books. This volume stands out because it is organized around the first wave of Webb discoveries and written by an astronomer connected to the scientific world behind the instrument. It is not only a commemorative image collection, though its production quality and photo album format are central attractions. Its distinction lies in linking spectacular images to the questions they help answer. Readers seeking equations, instrument manuals, or exhaustive scholarly debate may need more specialized sources. Readers seeking a visually rich, scientifically grounded introduction to what Webb has revealed will find it especially well-positioned in the popular astronomy category. If you would like to support Marcin Sawicki, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.